Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine adversary reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind. For today's show, ladies and gentlemen, all you wonderful people around in the world who listen to the wonders and joys of the internet, we're going to have a different format for today's show. We're going to be mellow. We're going to be relaxed. We're going to talk about calm, collected, introspective things to enlighten your mind and expand your consciousness beyond the capacity for individualistic expression of fear, rage, gory, splattery stuff just cascading across a landscape of mayhem and merriment. Listen to my voice as we take you on a small trip down a very gentle, receding breeze, a landscape where rivers are going, and we hit them all with sticks because the monkeys are coming in. They're coming in from the left, coming in from the right. They're coming up high, they're coming up low. The zombies are coming, and everybody's going, and I got a clownfish on my plate, and what the heck do you think of that, EW?
Won't you be my neighbor?
See, I was going to go with a completely different sort of thing on that, but I went with that because that's what I went with.
I could just see you putting on the sweater, the one shoe at a time.
Yeah, no. I would never wear that kind of sweater.
No, you know what? He wore that sweater.
Wore those shoes. Well, yeah, he had all the tattoos.
Yeah.
He was a prison biscuit.
No.
No, what? I'm joking. He was a military guy, wasn't he?
Military, yeah.
It was all military stuff. I was going with a slightly different other with that, on that, with that other.
Of course. With. Then again, there is that Saturday Night Live one with Eddie Murphy, and it says, "You see the shoe print?" I can't. Never mind. You have to watch it.
Oh no, no, no! I know. Hear my landlord. Hear his dog barking in the backyard. Hear me kill him. Not quite like that, but yes, I actually really, really. That was when Saturday Night was still funny.
Yes.
I really miss those times because I used to enjoy Saturday Night Live. Now it's a lot more. Oh. We're making fun of people. Who are you making fun of? The people who watch it. Okay.
Yeah. Worst group to do. I mean, they've had a couple of decent skits.
And don't get me wrong. I don't like Justin Timberlake in general. But I did like his appearance on. With his thing in the box.
Right. Yeah, that one was interesting. Actually, I've seen him on a couple of... Late Night with Jimmy Kimmel. No, what is his name? Not Jimmy Kimmel. What's the...
I don't watch TV.
Yeah, I can't remember. Well, I've saw it on YouTube. But they do, like, the evolution of music. And they've done, like, 5 different episodes. It's not bad. And they mix it together pretty good. For a guy who did a boys band for a while, he's not bad with his music. He really knows his music. So I give him that much. I'm not saying his music is great. I'm just saying he knows how to work music.
Yes. He knows how to play the music game, as it were.
Right. Exactly. And then we'll hit it with a stick.
I'm always hitting everything with a stick. Because if it's in my way, gosh darn it, if I have a stick near me, something's getting hit. I actually use a... See, I on the top of my roof of my place, there's like a little thing where it sometimes combines with water, and it just sort of plugs up the drain hole. So I have a stick up there to push the drain hole thing so it clears it up.
ZZ, what's Ooh. Your settings on?
My settings are on good. My settings are on normal. Try refreshing.
Yeah, you guys might want to do that. Because they're telling me...
I see that. But I'm getting a feedback on my thing, so I can see that I'm being recorded, so...
Yeah, and I'm getting it on mine as well.
So there's something wrong with them!
Definitely.
gosh darn it, I'm thinking the Devil Monkeys have probably gotten a hold of their gear and started playing with it, tinkering with it, pulling little things out and going, dee-dee-dee-dee. Mind you, it was because I was actually talking a little on the quiet, low side. So like the low, low voice side, may have been a contributing factor.
True. That is a possibility.
We await the delay to catch up to see if they actually hear anything. Mind you, the type text was live time speed thing, so we'll see what they do.
Indubitably.
Oh, righty then. We shall move along to a exploratory discussion, which I'm just going to blurt out right now. What the hell's with this female Thor thing?
Ah, don't get me started
Dude.
On that.
Okay. I like the idea of having female characters in comic books. I like to see strong female characters, role models for women in the comic book series, everything else except like that. Ooh, they don't say anything, they can see me, hear me.
Interesting.
Interesting. Hmm. Well, I don't know what I can do about that, because...
There's... I can try one thing. I'm not sure everybody's going to like it. But, yeah, let's just keep talking, because you're going to be recording still while we're talking, right?
Precisely.
That would be what matters the most, because at the moment, they're probably not hearing us on the air, because I'm going to attempt to restart a particular program.
You're going to restart a program on your side. They won't necessarily be able to hear. They won't necessarily be able to hear me. And that's why I'm going like this, and I'm going to be going faster, and I want to be just moving faster. I think that's the maximum limit speed I can go and carry my voice.
You know, I kind of really would like to know what you're going to be like when you drink coffee.
I don't drink coffee. Can't stand it.
I know, but if we put a whole pot of coffee in you, just think, right now you can make that really fast voice. Imagine what it would be like when you drank a whole pot of coffee.
I am never going to drink a whole pot of coffee. And I have to let you know on a very sad note, caffeine doesn't really do too much for me.
Really?
You're right. This is a Verizon call.
Yes. This is the version, verbal version, not the blind version. Can you feel me now? How about now?
Skype material going there. Skype material is going there. Volume level meter is going on high like it usually is. I don't know, man.
But the most important part, which the broadcast portion, would be what comes through me. And if what I'm getting shows to be good...
That's what I'm saying. If you can hear it, they should be able to hear it.
Yeah, because I could record it.
Yeah, because I'm recording it right now, and it's the volume meters go 50 to 70%, depending on how loud I go in my voice.
I literally have you almost spiking.
Well, that one little bit that I just did there would spike. It kind of spiked on me. Not that it had any Buffy or Angel, but Cordelia. I'd be happy with that. Okay, I'm going back with the talking about female Thor. Maybe they can't hear it, but they'll just have to chime along anyways. Turn up the volume then. Yeah.
Female Thor. That's just a very Thor subject.
Okay, it's a kind of thorny subject. I haven't read anything, but I've seen a bunch of posts already. And I haven't actually spent any time trying to look at it, so I'm going to go and briefly pull up some stuff, because you know me, I'm Mr. Fast. What the hell was that?
Nothing.
That was something. I heard of something.
Nothing.
Okay. Hey, I can even... Nah, let's go to... No, not that. There. Let's go to marvelnews.com, because you know it's going to get the straight poop straight from the straight pooping, and the poop straight and the straight and the straight poop. So, they decided to make Thor female.
Why? That's the part I just don't understand. It makes no sense to me.
It's a gimmick. The inscription on Thor's armor is blah, 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 blah. Thor continues Marvel's proud tradition of strong female characters like Cap, Marvel, Storm, Black Widow, and more. And this new Thor isn't a temporary female substitute. She's now the one and only Thor, and she is worthy. Great. Wonderful. How about we have strong female characters that are original and not parodizing existing stories. As they mention, Captain Marvel, Storm, Black Widow. Great characters that are not reboot, redos, regums, re-blah, blah, 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 blah of any other character. They're original characters that have their own strengths, their own weaknesses, their own ability to be characters-driven stories, take an emotional stance on stuff, take a physical stance on stuff, and progress and be great characters. Okay. Sorry, I was reading again. Because, you know, I do that. Now, they've tried this a couple of times with a couple of other characters. Ghost Rider. They brought a series in for Ghost Rider, and they made her female. The idea, concept of the story was okay, but it bombed. It did horrible, because nobody really wanted to see a female Ghost Rider. They wanted to see Ghost Rider. Why? It's a guy on a bike goes running around with a flame on his skull.
Right.
He needs more than that. Now, they've had a female Thor before, but it was just a what-if. Like a one-shot, and they had it in a small time period. They have another Thor called Beta Ray Bill, who is Thor in a parallel universe who's kind of horsey-looking. He's kind of like a horse person.
Right.
Now, his universe, I think, got destroyed, and he's stuck in our universe, and that's why he exists. Now, this new Thor may... I'm not really going to say much about it right now, but... I don't know how they're going to play this. I think this is really going for the lame attempt to be feminist friendly, but all I think it really is really poking a negative aspect into that. What I think it's going to come across as is, oh, look, we're trying to make characters for women, too. No, you're just trying to pander to people. It doesn't work like this. Make a strong female character. She-Hulk was a good female adaptation of an existing character, but you didn't replace him. Hulk is still Hulk. Red Hulk is Hulk. Red She-Hulk is a different character as well. And they're good characters on their own because they stand as good characters. I can't see female Thor being a good character.
Well, I don't even know why they would continue calling her Thor, because Thor was the son. So changing the name would be a big difference.
Huh.
Yeah,
no. Yes. No, I don't know. The whole idea behind Thor. Thor is a mythological character. He is a god from Nordic history. He's not... let's flip it a dice and make it somebody else. It's how do you backstory in a female version of a character that's been around for ages.
Right.
To me, it just smacks of gimmickry. It just smacks of an attempt to try and cater to an expanding crowd. Women are buying a lot more comics now, and this is great. But they're not necessarily buying superhero comics much. They're buying comics. They will buy superhero comics. But the whole thing with Thor really smacks, get ready for a blast. Oh no, not a blast! They're gonna bang. Gonna bang. I hear a bang coming.
Boom.
Did the bang come?
Bang.
Okay. I didn't hear the bang, so I'm okay. Hey, James is here too. Look at that.
Yeah.
All right. But, oh, he hears us. There we go. Okay, so whatever you did cleared it up.
I don't know.
Well, let's just go with the badunkadunk then.
Yes.
Because, you know, they put the badunkadunks on Thor. See how I tied that in?
They did.
I'm being like an EW, and I'm like doing the badunkadunk tie-in. But, and just to recap for everybody who didn't hear, we're talking about the female released version of Thor. So, I'm not for it. I'm not a fan of this. I think it is a gimmick. And I'm going to stick with that, and I'm going to stick to my guns, and say, Marvel, you have over 5,000 characters in your roster. You have, I'm going to guess conservatively, a few hundred of them as female characters. I understand that there's probably a very strong dichotomy, wrong word, a very strong disparity between male and female characters in the comic books. And that would make sense, because in the old days... boys read superhero comic books. It was pretty much a fact of the way the things were. It's no big deal. Some girls would watch, read the comic books. Great. Nowadays, it's much opener, freer, easier to deal with society, and the gender neutralization between aspects of literary and art and everything else is disappearing, because why should it matter who's a guy and who's a girl? And we should have the ability to cater to both with strong stories, regardless of male versus female idioms as to whether or not we really have, this is a male-centric story, or this is a female-centric story. It's about people.
Why go even changing a character that everybody's grown up to like so much? Why change Thor to a female when you have Lady Sif. Lady Sif.
And
totally come off of.
There are a crapload of other female Norse characters. Yeah. There is, Valkyrie, which is a strong. There is actually already a Lady Thor.
Yeah, well.
Okay? No, there is. There's really a Lady Thor.
Like,
there is a teenaged young girl version of Thor.
Oh, good lord.
He's been in the comic books for a few years now. There are a bunch of other standard Norse characters. There's Hela, the goddess of hell. Niflheim, whatever you want to call it. There's a few others as well that are there already. Why not just beef one of them up?
Mm-hmm.
Make them a major character. Give them storylines. Give them direction. Give them flow. Give them some ability to get out there and be a great character.
What if a main character of a story dies? Now,
We know that in comic books in Marvel.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about a Marvel comic.
In other comic book series, other than Marvel and DC, when they kill a character, that character generally stays dead.
Yeah, well, this one is one that shocks a lot of people. They're killing Archie.
Oh, I got an even better one for you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I was actually, the first issue that leads up to that came in this week. I was going to mention it. They're not actually killing the main Archie, though.
No,
They're killing Life with Archie.
Yeah, it's so the Archie in the series Life with Archie, but he is
still... why he's going to be killed? How he's going to be killed?
Yes, he's going to be shot defending a gay friend.
Okay, and as much as I love the concept of the story, that's cool, that's fine. It's a good, that's a good wake you up kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it also sounds like a gimmick again. Archie Comics has been doing this now for the last year and a half, 2 years. They've had Archie Meets Kiss. They've got another series going, Afterlife with Archie, which I like. I like Afterlife with Archie. It's Archie with zombies. Oh, Matthew just raised a question in the chat room that I have to address when we go back to the Lady Thor bit. Archie meets Josie and the Pussycats. Archie meets... all sorts of other... Oh, Archie actually chooses which Betty or Veronica he marries. A whole bunch of these silly little... Okay,
wait,
really?
Didn't he choose Betty?
He chose both of them.
Oh, that's right.
He walked down one path, chose her, walked down the other path, chose the other one, then ran screaming back from both of them and went back to college. It's like, what the hell? That doesn't resolve anything there as far as the comic book side of it. But you mentioned the death of Archie. So that's one. There's also coming up in a couple of months, the death of Wolverine.
How? That's what I want to know. How are they going to kill Wolverine?
Well, Wolverine no longer has adamantium skeleton.
What?
Wolverine no longer has the amazing healing factor.
Well, he's just human now.
He's just human plus. So all it takes is a gunshot to the head and pop, he's out.
Yeah.
Okay? So there's a build-up going on, and Marvel's really hyping that up as well. And I think this is what's really hurting Marvel as far as I'm concerned for liking them. I've always been a Marvel guy.
Right.
But I think they're putting way too much marketing hype into it. They're bringing in way too much shock ya factors into it instead of just saying, here's a good story.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense. I mean, of all the people to kill... The most favored character of them all is Wolverine. Why would you go off and kill him?
Okay. 2 years ago and a couple of months ago, they killed Spider-Man.
Well,
guess what they did a couple of months ago? They brought him back. Guess who thinks and who thought that they were going to keep him dead? Not me.
Yeah.
Not most of the people who read the damn things.
Yeah, I remember you saying, watch, they're going to bring him back.
The day that they announced they killed or were killing Spider-Man, actually it was a blind thing. They didn't actually announce it until the day that the title actually came out and said, here, Spider-Man dies. What? Big news, big news, big news. It was all over the place on all sorts of things. And this is why I think they're doing the female Thor thing right now. They got talked about on The View. So the TV show The View with the people talking about stuff and the stuff. I've never watched the show, so I don't really know much about the show. Oh, Matthew, I'm going to talk about the death of Superman as well. The whole thing about Thor femalizing it is just to get it in the news, to get it in front of people's faces, and to hopefully incite women to buy more comics. Why would women buy a female Thor comic?
Seriously, no. I think that, you know, sticking with the originals would have been better.
Exactly. I mean, bring out a strong female character if that's what you want to do. That would be great.
Well, still, we can go back to one the one that's been most controversial because they don't think it could last. But
Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Guess what? DC is afraid to put together a Wonder Woman movie because they're afraid that a strong female character-driven movie won't sell.
Oh, well,
are you kidding me? You'll get all the women who want, hey, we want a strong female character. Great. You'll get all the fanboys. Look. Great-looking girl playing a character. Ooh.
Do you know why?
Look at everybody.
Do you know why Xena got such a huge following and it wasn't all because females wanted to see a female hero?
I'm sorry?
Do you know why Xena got such a huge following?
Because she was a strong female character?
But strong in what sense?
She was sexy.
Yeah, and she appealed to not just the men, but also the females.
Yes. But from the women's side of it, looking at a character like that, it's because you're taking a woman who has control of her environment and is capable and is positive and is not just a piece of fluff on screen. Now, I agree with some of the feminist views about how a lot of modern entertainment is characterized as male fanboy fantasy exploration, because it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what's buying that. So that's why they keep catering to it. I have absolutely zero problem with what you might call a more feminist, female-driven storyline or pieces of entertainment that are, hey, it appeals to women who like that sort of thing. Great! I got no problem supporting that kind of material being produced. I like it. I mean, it makes me happy to see that other people are enjoying that kind of material. But I don't think this Thor will be that. I think this Thor will be, let's make Thor meets Wonder Woman.
Yeah, but my thing is how did Linda Carter's Wonder Woman become so popular in its time?
With guys.
Not only that, but, I mean, in a time when women weren't dominating television programs. And Wonder Woman did.
Wonder Woman was popular because she was a hot-looking chick in a time when you wouldn't... Well, she still is. And she's a wonderful person, too. But she represented what the fanboys wanted to see, not the girls. The girls now like her. I think. This is just my opinion. I could be wrong. Completely off base here. But I wouldn't say that too many women or girls at that time when that show was on were watching Wonder Woman. They might say, look, I'm like Wonder Woman. Or they might say, look, I can be Wonder Woman. But I don't think very many of them were watching the show. But you can darn well sure that guys were. I did. I watched that show when it ran fresh every week or whatever. Wonder Woman's on. Let's go watch it. Holy crap, she's running.
Oh, you can still watch it now.
You can still watch it now. It was only like 5 seasons.
It's being aired on a television channel called MeTV, Memorable Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been watching it. And I'd actually caught something I never caught before. When she's Diane Prince, she's got green eyes. When she's Wonder Woman, she's got blue eyes.
Ooh, I'm not going to mention anything about that.
I never caught it before. Of course, I wasn't looking at that before, but...
I'm not saying nothing about that either, because that's... whatever. But moving on. The one thing I wanted to say to get back to what Matthew was bringing up in the chat room. Female Thor side of things. Guess what they have going on right now in the series on Thor for what's called Original Sin, which is... Original Sin is a big mega... It's across all the storylines comic thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look! Thor has a sister.
I don't.
Gee.
Huh?
That never came up before. Oh, wow. It's going to be one of these things is like, yeah, we never bothered to tell you about it, Thor. What? And guess what? Matthew hit it on the nail. Angela. Do you remember the character Angela?
Vaguely.
Okay. Here's the thing that I liked about Spawn comics and Todd McFarlane's comics. He didn't create it. Neil Gaiman created it. He created this character in the Spawn universe that was a strong, independent, capable female character. Not on the merits of anybody else's activities, but on her own merits as a hunter of spawns. So what she was, she's basically a kick-ass type character who goes out and finds bad spawns and puts them in the place which is called hell. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I have mentioned this before about how Angela has been sold to Marvel to really screw it to Image because of how Image was becoming the same route as Marvel and not treating creator-owned characters' properties with the same respect. So it's like, no, he's mine, no, he's mine, and this whole back and forth. So Neil Gaiman, who owned the rights to the character, sold her to Marvel. Marvel has recently introduced her about 7 months ago into the Guardians of the Galaxy universe. And it's like, what the hell? This is Angela. What? I like what they've done with her. It's fun. But now it looks like Angela is Thor's sister.
Right.
And seriously, that's like, what? Dudes, really?
Of all things, yeah.
Because I don't mind when they pull out a small, little, tiny fact. Like, look, this little, tiny fact, it was a little splinter. We didn't really develop it back in the old days, but it was really there. We mentioned it once in a line, and bam, we're going to make a whole storyline from that.
Mm-hmm.
This is not what they've done. This is, hey, we really want to milk the crap out of this character and really piss off people. Let's... screw it. Let's just reinvent an entire universe.
Right.
Whoa. So, I don't know. Marvel is really, I think, is pushing the envelope of what I'd call classy.
There's just some things about it I'm not... I don't know. I just don't think are way they should be. You know, even at this point, they want to take and make a female... Thor, again, I still say they should have just done it on another character like Lady Sif or something like that. But.
Well, I think they should just introduce a character and said, hey, we want to do a strong female character that presents the image that we want. Here she is.
Yeah, but don't take away a character just to say, oh, well, he's had a sex change. What?
He hasn't had a sex change. It's going to be a magical bamp. Now he's a woman.
I know, but still, I can't see Thor. You know, I mean, really? Her name's Thorlina, okay?
No, it's going to just be Thor. It's just going to be Thor.
Anywho.
I want to mention one more name, and I'm just trying to remember the name. I can't remember his name. It's pissing me off. Page hasn't been updated in a couple of years, you silly dong-dongs.
Oh, that wasn't me.
No, not you. The people who look and care for what Wikipedia?
Oh, Wikipedia is bad. Bad. You don't...
Wikipedia is evil. We won't talk about it too much, but... let's see if I can find it. Oh, man, what the hell was his name? Crap. Well, whoever it is, the current president of Marvel has some issues with the way he's running things. He's fixated on, from what I can tell and understand, fixated on things that fit into the major media markets as opposed to developing proper storylines. It's more about selling books than it is about making art or literature. And that makes me sad.
I mean, comic books have been really going more towards the drawings and stuff, but I don't know about the literature portion of it. It's been a while since I've actually picked up any new ones. But I mean, for the main part, that's all I've ever heard as of late is, you should see the graphics and how they've drawn it up. And it's been more computer generated than the hand drawings anymore.
It's a lot easier to do the computer generated stuff. Being in an industry where we sell the computer equipment, it's cooler.
Yeah.
I love a lot of the hand-painted stuff, and I love the computer-generated stuff, and I love the stuff that's mixed media, and there's stuff going in between the two of them. I like the artwork, but I'm also seeing more crappy artwork, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing a lot more... See, this is, I think, what we're seeing is the explosion... Well, it's probably been happening for the last 5 years or so. The explosion towards the, hey, look at me, I can make comics! But the crap. Hey, look at me, I can spend a year... Oh my god, that's freaking awesome. But it's like there's a level of differences between the two. You can have these crappy comic books being made by people who are trying their hardest and putting their heart and soul into it, but it still comes out as meh. And then you've got all these other people who may not necessarily put as much time and effort into it, but put in a beautiful product. And it leaves me feeling confused sometimes. I look at my pile of comics over there and I see that I still have a bunch. And I'm still getting a bunch, but it's not the same kind of things I was getting before. But I'm still getting some that are really, really good. We should never give up on comics.
Yeah. No, never. I agree.
But you know what time it is?
Time to go to the bathroom. I mean...
Intermezzo time!
Here we go.
I'm a happy zombie, you're a happy zombie, I'm a happy zombie, or else you're food. I got some comic books, I got some comic books, and I'm gonna read them too. And that's my happy mode, because I'm in my happy mode, because I just had heard some happy music. And if you don't know who that was Crocus doing Ballroom Blitz, because I like that song, and I like that band, and it's a whole lot of fun. And did EW come back, or did he land somewhere?
Shawin.
Shamurgan. So, I just found out who the president of Marvel was. His name is, and I can't pronounce his last name. Oh, maybe I can. There is a pronunciation guy. Kevin Fargie? Fergie. Film producer.
Fig. Badonkadonk.
Okay, moving back on. So, now, we're done with that. We're not talking about Marvel Thor female anymore. Again, not tonight.
No.
We're going to talk about movies. Did you watch any movies or TV shows this weekend there, EW?
I did. Well, first on a movie portion, I watched one heck of a film, and I can't think of his name now. Jason Statham.
Statham.
Huh?
Statham.
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 That one.
Strap him down.
Yes. It was called Homefront, and it was pretty badass. He it doesn't disappoint. He still keeps his martial arts in there, and it was really good.
He's a strong action guy.
Yes.
There's a reason why he's in The Expendables.
Well, I'm disappointed with his action in The Expendables because it's not like it is in his independent films.
There's a reason for that. He's not the star.
I know, but still. You know, I mean, come on.
Just saying, he's one of 12 different freaking people who are more famous than he is.
Yeah, but I will say it's one heck of a film. It's on Netflix. You can go watch it. But the one series I do want to talk about is
called... Okay, let's talk about that for a second.
Hemlock Grove.
How many episodes did you watch?
I've watched both seasons already.
Oh, really? That's not okay.
Well, let's put it like this. I won't tell you that every single episode is on the edge of your seat.
Well, I would expect not, because that would be an unrealistic way to...
There is those... Exactly. But the last three episodes of the first season, holy crap.
Okay, so good. That makes me want to watch it now.
Well, if you're a fan of werewolves and...
Werewolves are okay.
Other mythical creatures. I won't say what because
I like all kinds of mythological creatures.
Yes, there is some good ones in here, but I will say it is one of the best transformations that I have ever seen. It actually was better than the one from American Werewolf in London.
Yeah, that's not my most favorite transform scene, though.
What's your favorite?
I can't remember. Oh, Brotherhood of the Wolf.
Brotherhood, I'm going to have to watch that one again. I don't remember that one.
Well, there's no transformation scene, so it doesn't matter. Ha ha ha! That was a psycho. Well, Brotherhood of the Wolf is a great movie, though. It's not so much a werewolf movie, but they make it look like it's a werewolf movie.
Yeah, well, I'll give you this. When you think werewolf, you think of a guy kind of standing up on his hind legs, and they didn't go that way. They went to a full wolf. But like I said, the transformation from human to wolf, oh, geez. And I will say, if you love your splatter, this has definitely got that.
And you said Femke Jensen's in this.
Femke Jensen. Yes.
Her. And
there's a lot of TNA in there, folks. A lot of TNA, including some of her and some sex scenes with her. Yes.
So what you're saying is there's some naughty apples?
Oh, dude, this is not for children.
Okay, good. So I'll probably enjoy it then.
Yes, there. Yeah, by your descriptions of things that you've liked, you've told me before you've loved splatter films. Of course,
well, like splatter films for the sake of splatter. I like splatter films that are, hey, that's funny, or hey, that's intense.
Right. Yeah. There's this has a lot of intenseness in it. The two main characters, other than her, the two main characters. You really don't know who they are as far as seeing them from other projects. But there is some other faces that you will see in here that you'll be like, I know that person. Hmm. So,
well, see, that's what Penny Dreadful was like for me. Because I grew up watching a lot of British comedies, and there's a lot of British actors in the show.
I kind of thought so.
like, there's people I've seen, it's like, wait a sec, I know that guy. Wait a sec, that guy was in The Ghost of Motley Hall. Wait a sec, that guy was... Shenanigans, I want to know who these people are now.
Yeah, there's... This is kind of the same thing. When you get to the second season, it's... it doesn't hold as much intenseness as the first season did, but there
they
is...
They got safe on the second season.
Yeah. There's a lot of mystery to it. Do you remember, what was that show? God, I can't think of it now.
What was it
Liam
about?
Neeson, what's her name? Catherine Zeta-Jones, and the other girl. It was that they all went into this haunted mansion and the...
Oh, that was The House on Haunted Hill. That wasn't a TV series. That was a movie.
No, it wasn't The Haunting or The Haunted or something like that. That's what it was called or something.
Okay, don't think I'd seen it.
You're going to make me look up IMDb. you'll recognize the mother to one of the guys she was in this movie. It wasn't like one of the most popular. I mean, the main reason I liked it, Catherine Zeta-Jones. She's a looker, definitely.
She's a lovely human being.
Yeah.
With a wonderful assortment of assets and a considerable amount of talent and a means in with which to use and deliver a strong message of... Ooh, right. Fun.
The Haunting is the name of it.
The Haunting, okay.
Yeah. And Lil Taylor, it was the one that the house was coming after and stuff. That's the mother I'm reading and doing this at the same time. That's the mother of Hemlock Grove, one of the mothers in Hemlock Grove. And, of course, Femke Jensen is the mother of another one. So,
sounds like a bunch of mothers!
Yes, but those are like the two biggest stars that you'll recognize right off the bat, and then you'll recognize some others. I'm not going to say who. I'm not
good,
gonna...
because I don't want to know. Spoiler alert, bro!
No,
spoiler alert!
No, I'm telling you.
Don't spoil it.
Don't, even though some of the episodes are crappy, you know, or might not be like as
dude,
intense.
There
as
is no TV show that has perfect bang on episodes each and every single episode. Right. They got to build character, they got to build story, and sometimes an entire episode needs to be devoted to that to say, hey, oh, guess what? By the way, in order for us to be able to have this giant giraffe that goes around eating all of the birds, where did the giraffe come from? Right. Okay.
But I will give you this. Here's the little rundown of it. Hemlock Grove. It is available on Netflix, and it is only a Netflix series. So they just released season 2. I can't wait for season 3 now because they left it on another cliffhanger.
I don't care about Netflix. Is it available on DVD?
No.
Then screw that crap. I won't be able to watch for a little while.
Well, you might. I might.
I might have somebody who's done
it
something.
It starts off with the series is a teenage girl is brutally murdered, sparking a hunt for her killer, but in a town where everyone hides a secret, will they find the monster among them?
Dude, that sounds just like American Gothic.
Yeah.
Which was about 15, 16, 20 years ago. Awesome show. Only had 8 episodes or whatever, but a good show. Someone's at the door. Okay. So is that all you watched? Was just Hemlock? And the other?
Well, no, I watched others, but...
Nothing that we're going to talk about.
Right.
Okay. I watched 2 movies.
What'd you watch?
Are you ready? Are you ready for them? Should I start with the big movie or the not as big movie?
Not as big.
Okay, so Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit.
Why do I remember that name?
That's the Hunt for Red October, all of those guys. That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is the one with the new Star Trek Captain Kirk guy. That movie was not bad. It was fun. It was a good spy movie. It was a good action movie. It had a lot of the combination of elements that's like, hey, this really works. You got all of this secret stuff and spy stuff. You got a young spy learning how to become a spy. That's cool. And then you've got all this action stuff. It's like, that's cool too. A little strong, a little too heavy on the, no, that's way too coincident, I don't believe that, kind of thing. And is a little bit, oh, he progressed way too fast into the super spy thing. But other than that, very enjoyable movie. I really thought it was fun. I would watch this on DVD or Blu-ray. I'd buy it on cheap Blu-ray.
Where'd you watch it at?
I can't tell you.
Well, because I was going to say, it is on DVD and Blu-ray right now. I saw it in Redbox.
Okay. Redbox is before it gets to the regular store.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Stay with the program here.
I'm like...
Jeez.
If you say you would watch it on that...
I would buy it on the Blu-ray.
Okay.
Dude, this is my measurement for grading of movies. If I will buy it right away, like Captain America 2, that the day it comes out, I will buy it on Blu-ray the day it comes out. That's my highest rating.
Right.
I will buy it on Blu-ray. I'll get around to it. That's my second highest rating. I will buy it on Blu-ray. Oh, it's in the discount bin. Yeah, okay, I'll pick it up. I'll buy it on DVD. Okay, that's the next lowest. I won't buy it on $1 Blu-ray. That's a really bad rating.
Right.
Because I'll pick up pretty much anything at $1 Blu-ray movies. And I mean pretty much anything. I've picked up some really bad stinker movies that are just plain pure stinky at $1 Blu-ray movies. But we're not talking about that right now. So Jack Ryan, Shattercrete, fun movie. I can't really tell you much about it. It's a plot about the Russians. Okay, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. The Russians are trying to screw America. Oh, no. With secrets and stuff.
Secrets.
Yeah. Fun stuff. So the other movie that I watched?
Yes.
Transformers 4.
The new one. Okay, I'm glad I waited for this one to the end.
Okay. Big bag of meh.
Really?
Yep. Big bag of meh.
Okay.
I will say it's better than the previous three.
Okay, but you gotta give something here, because meh is telling me that the best parts of it was the previews.
No, the best part of it was in the Dinobots. And you saw a little bit of that in the previews. It's like, holy Jesus, those are good.
Right.
The one thing I have to give credit for on the Transformer movie is the special effects is truly freaking awesome to see these giant robots running around doing stuff and doing other stuff.
Right.
That was awesome. But there wasn't really what I would consider any soul to the story of the characters, or the characters of the story. They didn't really seem to become the essence of what a Transformer story should be about. There is a lot of this, call it the whole, oh man, I can't remember the word that I want to use. It was a perfect word, and it's a good word, and it starts with P. Polarization of Optimus Prime. He gets pissed off a couple times in the movie. And it's like, that's not Optimus Prime. He doesn't do that.
Well, doesn't he? I remember the series. He does kind of turn for a while.
Does he say that he's going to kill everyone?
Yeah.
He says he's going to kill all humanity.
Well, no. I remember him saying he's going to kill all the Autobots. I don't remember if he
was... Yes, Autobots. The other robot race.
Right.
At one point in the movie, you get the impression that Optimus Prime wants to kill all of humanity.
Hmm.
It's like, he's not going to. You know it.
Yes.
He's just saying it, but he doesn't say that.
It does make sense, because in one of the previews, you actually see Mark Wahlberg tell him, you have to believe in us, not of who we are, but of who we can become.
Yeah, and that's more of a scene of Optimus saying, oh, I don't want to help you guys anymore. Poo, poo, poo on you. I'm leaving. That kind of thing.
But, you know, you got to kind of expect that to come up, because in the last three movies, everybody's like, screw you, we don't need you anymore.
Oh, that's even worse in this movie.
Oh, God.
They make it serious point of it in this movie. That storyline is really... By the way, what's his face? Oh, what the hell was his name? Fraser. Why can't I remember his name right now?
Come
on, chat room. Fraser, what was his name? He was also the Beast in X-Men.
an X-Men, and he wants to be Beast again.
Fraser? No, not Fraser. His name is not Fraser. Whatever. Him. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He makes a really, really good bad guy.
Oh, I know.
I was like, whoa, dude, we want to shoot you in the face right now.
Yeah.
Made a really good character. His character was the only character that I really liked.
Really?
Yeah. There is another bot who's neither an Autobot, Dinobot, or Decepticon. The guy with the gun face.
Oh, yeah, the one in the preview, uh-huh.
Yes. He is cool.
Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer, that's it. Him, good, bad guy. And I didn't mind Mark Wahlberg too much in the movie. I thought, was a hell of a lot better than Shia LaBeouf. I was a little surprised with the girl interest they went with this time. She comes across as very young, cute.
Isn't she the daughter?
She's the daughter of Mark Wahlberg and the love interest of the other guy. And she's basically 17 in this movie, so it's like, oh, so you can't think she's hot because she's underage. Okay.
Now, I have one question of a character that might still have carried over. Do you remember the military guy that's been in all the other ones?
Military guy that's been in all the other ones.
Yeah, I can't think of his
name. Oh, the crazy guy.
No, not the crazy guy. The nice one, the one that kind of led the military group. Okay, I'm going to go to IMDb.
No, not in it. No connection whatsoever. None of the military people, none of the poli-sci people, none of the other people from the previous movies in this, except for the Autobots.
Wow.
Yep. No connections whatsoever to the previous three movies, except for the Transformers themselves.
Now, isn't that something?
Maybe.
I mean, I would have thought that they would have gone a distance and at least brought some people in that worked from, previous... Try to keep some kind of tie-in, but they totally cut it out.
They didn't cut it out. They just didn't bring it. It's all about... Okay, I will give you some preamble setting, people. If you don't want to hear any of it, block your ears. Blah, la 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 like. All right? So, the beginning of the movie starts with the humans are hunting the Autobots. They are capturing them, killing them, destroying them. And the Autobots are pretty much in hiding. Completely trying to disappear, not even be known. But yet there is a team out there actively pursuing, destroying, and finding them. You find out why later on in the movie, but there are only a handful of Autobots left.
Yeah.
Small handful. Not even a lot.
Well, at the end of the third film, there was, what, five left?
No, there was more than five. Yeah, there was at least... There were more alluded to that were on the planet that you just didn't get together. But in the fourth movie, it's essentially, yeah, there's five. That's it. There's just five of them.
See, I was right. Then it is. Then five was left. That's what I counted.
But these wouldn't be the five that were left in the first movie, in the last movie.
Yeah, at least have to. I know Bumblebee's still
Bumblebee
there.
And Optimus Prime are the only ones that continue through in the same way.
Right, because...
the other guys are all... I don't remember them in the other movies. They have a samurai guy.
What?
There's a samurai... He's actually kind of cool. There's a samurai guy, Autobot.
Interesting. Now I'm curious.
But the Dinobots show up in the last 10 to 15 minutes, and they are the awesome... most awesome bots in the entire movie. But the movie is, overall, it's just... Okay, you could have done a much better job with this, people. It's okay. I enjoyed watching it. It was a 2.5-hour movie. It didn't feel like a 2.5-hour movie, but it really was not exceptional. This was not the A game. It was definitely better than 1, 2, and 3, all three of those movies I could pick apart easily for hours on end, regularly, repeatedly. And the fourth movie was like more, it was okay. It was not great, but it was not horrible.
Ratchet was a return also. Ratchet was a repair one.
It was not the same guy.
No, I see the voices are different.
No, not even the same voices. The characters themselves were different. Oh, wait. No, there was one other Autobot, the little squeakly guy.
not the little remote control car one.
The one with the funky hair that was like about 2 feet high was in Shia's bedroom with
That one, the hilarious one.
Yeah, that one was funny. He was in the movie as well, but not for very long.
Here's something for you. Only worth watching again just to find out what he sounded like, but John Goodman was one of the voices.
I know exactly which one he was.
Yeah.
He was the one with the cigar.
He was Hound.
That's the one.
So you could tell it's him, couldn't you?
I knew it was John Goodman right off the bat.
Wow. I didn't know he was one of the voices.
Yeah, see, that's what Jack just mentioned in the chat room.
Oh, I don't even have it open. I'm on.
Yeah, it's like exactly what he says. He was the comedy relief that they just didn't need in there. He kept coming up with the one-liners like, yeah, you guys should just shut up and sit down and smoke. It's like, dude, you're a robot. Why would you be smoking a cigar?
Okay, Mark Ryan did Lockdown, and he apparently was locked down in the other movies as well. No.
Okay.
No, I
don't think so.
He was the original. Okay, hold on. In Revenge of the Fallen, he was Jetfire. In the very first one, that's a video game.
Blah, blah, blah.
In the very first one, he was Bumblebee's voice.
Okay. So Bumblebee didn't have much of a voice.
Yeah. Okay, that was another question. Did Bumblebee have a voice this time, or was it still the same?
Still the same radio thing.
See, that doesn't make sense, because he's not like that in the series.
Yep. I know, he's not. And that was something I didn't like in the all three of the previous movies as well. But that's what they went with, so that's what they got. Mm. Is it beyond a popcorn movie? No, it's a popcorn movie.
Is it worth buying?
It is on Blu-ray when discounted for me.
Okay. Yeah, some films I just will not pay full price for, and
that's what I'm saying. It's like, I am not going to pay you more money to buy this movie. It was like, I'll buy it just so I can watch it again at my leisure when I feel like it, but I'm not going to pay premium top dollar for it.
Yeah.
My thing is I go shopping Boxing Day sales. I get movies for $10. I'm happy.
So all that hype and all that, it's going to be the best film in box office, not looking that way.
Godzilla's doing better than it still. Godzilla did better at the box office initial opening weekend than Transformers did.
What about... Now, this is the one big question. What about... God, I can't think of the name of them.
Well, of course not.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Hasn't started yet.
I know. Do you think it's going to blow all of the other ones away?
No.
Really?
But I think it's going to do well.
So what do you think the best one's going to be this year?
Captain America.
Okay.
I think Captain America is going to be the number one movie this year. It's not going to be my number one favorite movie this year, but it is going to be the number one box office movie, I think, this year. Actually, that's something I can actually check right now. I'm going to check, because I got a minute or two to check. Box office.
Now, the only other question I would have is, what else is coming out?
There's a few other movies coming out. Whatever. Oh, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is doing pretty well.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that one's out.
News for Box Office Takes 2014. I don't want to just do that one. I want all of them. Come on, give me them all, not just the one. Jeez.
Was this Transformers or Michael Bay film?
Unfortunately, and that's why it's just meh.
Okay, so I see why Keenan said that. Okay, that makes sense.
Yep.
Because, yeah, Michael Bay, I don't know what he's doing, if he's losing his touch or what.
He never had his touch. His touch was a piece of crap. It was broken fingers trying to put into whatever.
Didn't Michael Bay...
Actually, Age of Extinction is doing pretty good.
Didn't Michael Bay do Independence Day?
Yeah, I believe so. That was probably the only one I liked of his.
I was going to say, because I liked that one. I like part two, because I don't know who's directing it, but so far what storyline... Yeah, they're getting ready to do Independence Day 2.
God forbid them doing... No, tell them to stop. But we're getting to the end of the show, so I just wanted to do a couple of things. Holy crap, EW told me we sometimes get about 6,000 people listening to the live show. Wowzers! I just want to say hi to all you 6,000 people, plus or more or less, whatever the number might end up actually being, but there's a lot of you out there. I just want to say thanks for listening. Come on again every other Wednesday, because, you know, We're fun. We're having fun. We want you to have fun. We want you to interact. Come visit us on the Facebook, facebook.com/theafterrot, or even the Zombie Zach. Come find me. I'm all over the place. It's part of my world domination plan going on. Find us on the Twitter. Find us on the internets. ZombieZach.com is my regular blog where you can find whatever the hell I'm going to talk about there. But come on into the Facebook land. Come on down. Come on, see us. Come talk with us. We love it when you do that. And everybody else in the chat room, I appreciate your presence here too because it's real fun. And EW, you're a swell dude as well.
Groovy.
Thanks everybody for coming to another wonderful episode of After Rot.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.